Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Richard in New York. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, real quick, you should check out BitChute again, News and Politics. That's what you should always check out pretty much daily. And there's a good video, like a 20-minute video, of Seymour Hersh and another guy going over his findings. And basically, in a nutshell, he states at the end that the Western powers that be are ignoring reality, and it's not going to end well, and the war is not going to be in their favor. So,
I fully agree.
So I just wanted to put that. Also, it looks like Hillary Clinton again. This El Nino guy, you know, the champion boxer guy, he's been in the Truth Movement. You've probably seen him a couple times here and there doing his own little thing.
Yeah.
With the 107 and all that. Well, he just had a video also on BitChute talking about the Hillary Clinton body count. And he just brought up three stories. I guess somebody was just killed last Thursday, a 78-year-old. I think
yeah,
or something
yeah,
like
was
that.
A good friend of the Clintons, and yeah, so I've got to go back and add these latest additions to the Clinton body count.
And then also the whole supposedly they're trying to link the Clinton, the whole Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas plane crash that just happened.
Yes,
because it happened at Clinton Airport. I don't really consider that like you can't just because it happened at Clinton Airport. You know what I mean? Like you just can't be that.
But that's in Little Rock, and Little Rock is still, you know, the Clinton corruption is still very heavy around that part of the country.
Okay, so if that's the case, you know, but to me, as like a real justice-oriented person, you know, if you're really going to be justice-oriented, you can't just, you know, you really do got to investigate still, because someone could have, you know, made it look like that easily. So you got to be really, so to me, for me, like, I'm not saying that there's definitely no connection. I'm just being justice oriented, and like I'm not going to jump to an assumption automatically.
Okay,
you see what I mean? So,
yep.
But anyways, the other story is from last year with a guy who hung himself and shot himself. That obviously must have happened. You know what I mean? With the gun missing. But those three stories right there, he brings up, and I just want to point out that it looks like I stated last year that I believe they're going to wind up going after Hillary soon and then investigating her. So, and also, that's the other thing.
Hillary's an untouchable. I mean, there are people within our society with deep ties to the Central Intelligence Agency, and they pretty much get away with everything because they are considered untouchable. Not always, though. I mean, back during Jim Garrison's trial of Clay Shaw was considered an untouchable, but shortly after his acquittal, he died under mysterious circumstances, and the ambulance, you know, basically took him away in the middle of the night, and that was the last anybody ever saw him.
So, quick question. If the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court was switched up to somebody else, do you think that might change things?
You mean if they got a new Chief Justice?
That actually could do something, because a lot of them, all the justices are like, a lot of them are tied to the dark web somehow throughout all the years and cases.
Yeah.
So a lot of them can't do anything. So if a new Chief Justice got in that wasn't, do you think something could change?
Yeah, it might. I mean, Chief Justice Roberts appears to have been one of those people who were compromised by Epstein's Island. And that might explain his sudden reversal on Obamacare because he was adamantly opposed to it. And then all of a sudden at the last second, he did a 180 and said, yeah, we can allow this under the Commerce Clause. Then he went off on a week's vacation, so he didn't have to talk to the press.
You know that John Roberts is, they're talking about him resigning soon, right?
I think the court would definitely be better without him. The question is, can we find a new Chief Justice that isn't already in somebody's blackmail pocket?
Right. And that's the other thing. So he gets changed or whatever. And what was the other thing I was going to mention? Corruption. I can't really think of what it was or something that I was going to bring up, but I guess that's it for right now. Yeah, so overall, if the Chief Justice changes or whatever, then things might change. So
Yeah, I guess that was something else I wanted to mention, but I can't recall it.
Well,
right
when
now,
you remember,
those,
call back right. in, okay?
Yep. All right, have a good day. Bye.
All right, okay, we're going to go to Jim in Michigan. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I always love your show, my friend. And you know what? I hear so many talk show hosts, and God bless you, you're like one of the best I've ever known. But they always go, well, Joe Biden said this, Joe Biden did this. And I'm thinking, well, shouldn't we kind of be more truthful when you acknowledge Joe Biden or Joe Biden's administration? He's really irrelevant to even the conversation. Why don't we go Obama 3, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, did you hear Karine Jean-Pierre, said President Obama during a recent press conference, and everybody was chuckling?
I know that's so crazy, but yeah. I'm just thinking that. But can I remind everybody, and correct me if I'm wrong, I look back at, remember the bank failures, and mm-hmm. Congress bailed the banks out?
Mm-hmm.
And this is really, I think, relevant to see how much the government really cares about you.
Well, you know what a bailout is, right? You know, all a bailout is the government takes $1 trillion from the American people to give to the banks so the banks can loan that money back to the American people at interest. That's what a bailout is.
Understandably, though, and what I guess my point would be, during the one I'm thinking of, they actually put out like $28 trillion, okay, the last figure. Now, I was doing some math, and I'm thinking if there's 350 million people, okay, mm-hmm. and $1 million is a thousand thousands, okay?
Correct.
You could have given everybody, don't bail the banks out, just give everybody, man, woman, child, dog, cat, rooster, whatever, there would be a lot of money left over, but give everybody $1 million. And then if you did that, then they could put that money back in the banks, and the banks would still have the money. But one thing we would be lacking was the debt and ownership, and that's why Congress sold our asses out. And I just think that's horrible. I mean, look what these guys are doing now. These Congress people are, snipes, okay? They're not doing anything. There's a little bit of stuff going on, but when it comes down to the big stuff, we already saw during the Trump administration when they had the House and the Senate, they were nude. You know, they had their testicles cut off. They didn't do a damn thing. So that's what we have to expect from them. And we know the Democrats. I mean, you can tell they're going to come for your throat. You know, they're going to cut your throat, behead you, whatever. I mean, Democrats are relentless, and I wish the Republicans would be a little bit more aggressive. But I think
I would like to see that too. But you know, at this point, I think this government is unsalvageable, and like Viktor Orban was hinting at. The people may reach the point where they say no more war and we want a new government.
Well, Michael, and just hope God will bless this country again, and God bless you and your wife, and I'm glad you guys are doing good, and it's always nice to hear you, my friend, so thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and frankly, looking at what's going on in the world today, I think God has been getting into those magic mushrooms that he created a little bit too much. Okay?
Michael, that's really good.
How else do you explain the duck-billed platypus and nipples on men? Okay? I mean, that's seriously. All right.
You're
thanks
really
a lot
good.
For the phone call. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, speaking of murders or mysterious deaths, don't forget the key witness to the WTC-7 explosion, Barry Jennings. He had testified that he heard explosions. He was an employee, I believe, at a New York City emergency management. And he told Loose Change and other reporters that he heard explosions before either Tower 1 or Tower 2 fell. and he remembers stepping on dead bodies as he got out of Building 7. Before he was scheduled to testify, he mysteriously died, and his family moved away, just left the premises. And I'm sure there was nothing to that, though, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah,
don't forget Seth Rich.
Just like following the Kennedy assassination, some 30 eyewitnesses, including reporter Dorothy Kilgallen, all died mysteriously. Well, they weren't all mysteries. Some of them had been obviously killed with a karate chop to the neck.
Right, yeah. And the BBC put out a hit piece on Barry Jennings, trying to discredit him.
Yeah.
On at about the same time, so... The BBC is MI5, and CNN...
Well, remember, the BBC was the news source that put out a story that Building 7 had collapsed 20 minutes before it actually happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was some kind of coincidence there.
Yep.
Yeah, but the reason I called, though, just I'm going to get this to you and then go ahead and hang up so other callers can get on. You're familiar with Samantha Power? She's currently
yes.
head of the USAID, formerly UN ambassador.
Ambassador, yes.
Yeah, yes. And she's married to that Obama administration guy. His name escapes me at the moment, but we spoke about it yesterday. Anyway, she was in Hungary this month. In Budapest to strengthen democratic institutions and civil society. And she went, I'm sure, with a bag full of money and a bunch of CIA contacts. So look for color revolution in Hungary. I'm predicting this.
You could very well be right because, Viktor Orban is definitely not on board with war with Russia. And, they may have decided it's time to regime change that country to get him back on board the war wagon.
Right. I'm reading from the American Conservative. Hungary is led by a government that won re-election in a 2022 landslide that was widely recognized as free and fair. But, so was Ukraine before 2014.
Yes.
These people never quit, man, because they have no brakes. There's no one to stop them. Let's just keep our eyes open, and that's all I got. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, good day, Mike. The caller before, Bruce, he was talking about the $1 million. I brought that up yesterday on your show about the $1 million. But you know what, Mike? Before I go there, let's talk. Yeah, every white American should get $1 million. Every angel mother and father who lost a loved one to an illegal alien should get $50 million. That's just the start. And then I want right now, everyone on RBN should start writing your congressman and everybody. We demand. And before I get to the resurrection or insurrection or whatever you want to call it, Mike, what was going on over there in Washington on January 6th, Mike, let's realize this. Everybody in RBN should understand this. If maybe 10,000 of those protesters would have had signs saying, no, the real invasion is at our border, what do you think the media would have done then, Mike?
If pointed the camera the other way.
The southern, they would have looked the other way, and nothing would have been damn said about that whole incident in Washington on January 6th. But whoever organized that, because they didn't think, and they had to be zogged, because if you really thought about doing something like that, you would have had plastic signs smeared all over, and every one of those women and men and women, even the one that got shot at Babbitt, the one that got murdered, she should have had a shirt that says, the real invasion is at our border. Now, if she would have had that shirt on, that woman would not have been shot. And if she would have been shot, that shirt would have been the linchpin, the hand grenade would have pinned, would have been pulled out of the hand grenade. You understand? They murdered her, but she didn't have the right criteria to go in there because she should have had that shirt saying, the real invasion is at our southern border. Okay? If that woman would have had that shirt on, Mike, that's like you telling his rabbi. I'll tell any rabbi right now to his face. I don't care. Lubavitch and all these Jewish schmucks. I tell them one thing, Mike, and they can never refute me, and they can't take me down, because all I tell them is I'm a Jew for Jesus. Come after me. Tell me I'm wrong, Mike. I'm not.
Okay, well, Tom, Tom, calm down. Take a Valium.
Yeah.
The The one problem with the T-shirt idea is on January 6th itself, nobody there except the undercover people knew that it was going to be declared an insurrection or an invasion or anything like that. So the T-shirt would not have made any sense to anybody seeing it at that point.
Okay, so what about the signs, Mike? So say 10,000, 20,000 people there had signs and cards and everything and handing out pamphlets that were the real invasion is at our border, not here at the Capitol. Because like the caller said yesterday, Mike, that Capitol belongs to us. That's the people.
Yes, it
Capitol.
Does.
Yes, it does. It belongs to everybody. It doesn't belong to Pig Pelosi. It doesn't belong to Kevin McCarthy. It belongs to the American people, okay? Okay, so I don't want to hear this nonsense that it was insurrection, whatever. It was a lie, a filthy communist, Bolshevik communist, Marxist lie. And you know, Mike, before I roll on that, after that, because I'm looking at this whole thing, it's a scam, it's a sham, it's a shame, and it's disgusting. The narrative that's been taken away from the white majority of the Caucasians. And it's got to come to an end right now, whatever at cost it is, Mike, because we don't stop this. Like the last caller was talking about in England, they have their Secret Service like James Bond and all that. And I do believe that. But I wonder who's running that service. Who's running them? Who's running England's Secret Service? Because evidently they don't give a damn about white Anglo-Caucasian culture. You know what I mean? They're letting them, mm-hmm. they're letting the country of England being invaded. Like millions of Arabic people that should be staying in their own homeland, like the corn caller said yesterday, and fixing their own countries, not invade the white Northern European culture countries that they can't stand, but they want to take our goods and services. No, man, hell no. What do all these white men go to war for, Mike? Why do we even fight the Germans? Why do we go and fight Germany twice? Why do we have the Civil War? Why are we having all these wars, white men go against white men, for what? To kill each other so that the minority groups coming in and walk in and take it all over? What the hell is this?
Well, that may be part of the plan. You know, I mean, the New World Order, the global government is going to want a population that is easy to lead. And obviously they don't want rational, critical thinkers to be around to try and mess things up. And that's why I keep warning that the global government will be the worst dictatorship in history merely to survive the circumstances of its own creation.
Absolutely, Mike. And, you know, the problem is, too, they don't. When there's a white Caucasian man who has a Mensa-type brain like you yourself, Mike, and I consider myself and a lot of other great callers on RBN, we have brains like Mensa. We're not imbeciles. We're not idiots.
No.
We know what the hell's going on. We know what the narrative these schmucks are trying to pull on us, and it's got to come to an end. They're the minority; they're not the majority. Okay, you don't dictate in their countries when they're in the majority. But here we're the majority, but we're taking we're being told by the minority what the hell to do. I got affirmative action and all this other nonsense, and it's got to come to a damn end right now.
Well, Tom, it's not so much that these minorities are telling us what to do. It's that our government is pandering to those minorities because they want to build the future American society on those minorities, and sort of ease, us critical thinkers out.
Well, exactly. But, you know, Mike, I need to calm down because you're right. I'm going to take a volume because I get so caught up, Mike, about how my life was rolled into a rapper when they denied me a firefighter's job because of my white skin. I'm very bitter about that. I won't lie to you, Mike.
I'm not surprised.
I'm very bitter, Mike, and I tell you, they're doing this nationwide. I don't know who's behind this, but they should be held for treason, and something severely should be punished out to them. Because what they've done nationwide to our white Caucasian majority is a shame. And it should not be tolerated at all anymore, period. And on that note, Mike, I'll leave that alone because I could really get into a diatribe about that. But I don't want
to. Okay, well, your timing is excellent because we've just hit a commercial break and I'm going to have to let you go. Okay. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
Had a farm. And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Before I get to the one point I have, quickly, how do I send you an article? I knew how to do it when you had your old website, but I couldn't find your email address.
Oh, I'll have to make sure that there's an email link at the website. I may have slipped my mind, but I'll check for that. But the email address is WRH, that's Whiskey Romeo Hotel, at whatreallyhappened.com.
I'll find that. Okay, that's easy enough to figure out. Okay, let me get to my main point because I know you're going to have other callers. There's a group of really smart people that I've been reading. The look at the Fed and everything. And what they're saying is that in this article that I'm going to send you ties into it, what they're saying is that the reason that they have Joe Biden and they've left him in there is actually to embarrass the United States. Because what they want to do is when all this thing is over, Europe wants to be the reserve currency. And they want to take it away from the United States. And the way to do that is to embarrass the United States with people like Joe Biden and Buttigieg and these people. And what that does is it makes foreign capital lose confidence in the United States. So they, instead of putting, you know, instead of the foreign capital leaving Europe and coming to the United States like it is now with what you see the dollar rising again, you know, you make the United States look like a bumbling idiot, then people won't put their money in here again.
Well, you know, they've certainly succeeded in making the United States look very, very simple, very, very silly, rather.
Yeah. Well, why else would they? Why would they keep Biden in? I mean, they can replace him. There's a whole bunch of things they could do. Why would they keep him in? I mean, he looks dumber and dumber every day. He's falling on the, you know, on the air, up to the plane, the steps. He's walking, you know, when he was in with Zelensky, he was, you know, he was walking, you know, not in the path that he was supposed to. I mean, he just looks really bad.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, well, have a good weekend. I'm going to send you that article, and I'll call you Monday.
Okay, and let me just do a quick check here. If you go to the top of whatreallyhappened.com, there's a menu that goes home, member stories, and so forth. There is an email, WRH, a link there, and I just checked it. It had been broken. I just now this moment fixed it, so you can use that to send me stuff, okay?
Okay, so it's at the very top of the page then.
Yeah, it's right up there. It's right between What Really Happened Store and the reader emails.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right, same to you. Okay, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Ray in Canberra. Hello, Ray, or should I say g'day, Ray? What's going on?
G'day, Mike. How are you, bud?
I'm doing pretty good.
Beautiful summer's day here in Canberra, mate.
Well, it's a clear but cold spring day here in Santa Claus, Indiana.
Well, mate, our days are shortening off. I can tell when the sun goes down at night time. Sun goes down a little bit earlier, so it must be getting a little bit longer for you crocodiles over there. So it won't
it's
be
starting
too long,
to
mate.
Get a little bit longer here, and you know, soon it'll be time to set our clocks forward here, which I hope does not include the doomsday clock over at the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, because who knows how many billions are going to die in the resulting nuclear conflagration.
Mate, that's the reason I wanted to give you a call, Mike. I just wanted to give you a bit of a... And your listeners over there, g'day, guys. Hope you're all well. Just a quick angle of what's being said in this part of the world. I know you got lots of callers, so I'm going to try and keep it brief. So over here, our government changed last year, and it changed to a Democrat, what you'd call a Democrat flavour, so the Labor Party.
Yeah.
And our foreign minister is a lady. Her name, get ready for this great Australian name, Mike, Penny Wong.
Okay.
Penny Wong. She's very well spoken, very eloquent, and you know, and very, very clever. She also happens to be a lesbian. I'm not going to hold that against her, and she's got a child with another woman. Oh. I mean, you talked about the duck-billed platypus a bit earlier, mate. Fair dinkum. How does she have a kid? Anyway,
okay.
She stood up a couple of nights ago on the news and said, "This is a quote from her: We have to stand up to Russia's illegal and immoral war." I want to ask you and everyone out there, what is a legal war?
Well, there really is no such thing. You know, war is a crime. It's the ultimate sin because it includes all other sins within it. But you know, every aggressor nation wants to say, well, our war is justified and it's legal and we're bringing democracy and all those other platitudes. Listen, Ray, don't hang up. We got to take a commercial break, but I'm going to come right back to you after the break and let you finish here. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're talking with Ray in Canberra. And Ray, if you would just pick up where you left off.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks, mate. Yeah, so just getting back to our Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, saying that this war is immoral. I mean, completely pushing aside the fact that Australian forces with American forces for no less than 2 decades were, you know, absolutely pounding Iraq and Afghanistan. The hypocrisy is breathtaking, Mike, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mate, so anyway, she's turned around and said, we're going to send Ukraine 12 more of these. They're called a Bushmaster. They're a light urban all-terrain vehicle. I mean, you could take it out with a pop gun. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We're going to send 12 more of them. You know, remember that old movie from 1981, Stripes, with Bill Murray? He joins the army, and at the end of the movie, he knocks off the EM-50 urban assault vehicle and takes it up into Minsk.
Yeah, it's a very
it
funny
like
movie.
One of them.
Yeah, I love that movie.
One of the great movies. I love that movie too. So Australia's big contribution is, here you go, have 12 more of those and, you know, turn us into a target. But I'll move on. This weekend in Sydney, which is, you know, 250 kilometres from Canberra, there's the World Pride March and the gay and lesbian. Mate, it's all over the news. It's wall to wall. That's all they're talking about. And our Prime Minister stood up, couple of weeks ago and said, I'm going to be the first sitting Prime Minister to actually march down Oxford Street. I'm going to show my solidarity. And a person named Penny Wong, who I've been talking about, she's going to be right by my side. And mate, it just appears to me that this LGBTQ, as you say, LXP and Z thing, it's just front and centre everywhere. And then nothing else matters.
Yeah, it's being promoted, and whether it's just part of trying to destroy our sense of self and identity, or if it's just part of population control to convince everybody to be gay. But I remember when I was working down in Sydney on a film project, and this was back in, I think, the 1980s, there was a gay pride march in Sydney. I was in Sydney, and there was a gay pride march, and it was a large event even back then.
But at the beginning of the early 80s, this is, I think, the 43rd one, and it started off with about 100 people. And look, fair play. If they want to go and have a parade and a party, fine. But it's national. Now, these days, it's national wall-to-wall. It gets a week-long celebration, not just one night. It's incredible.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, mate, last thing. I know you got callers. I want to talk about old mate Volodymyr Zelensky. Do you guys ever look at him and think, how come he's always wearing that bloody turtleneck skivvy and nothing else? He goes onto the world stage and he can't put on a suit and tie. And I got thinking about it and I thought, it shows how low society's wisdom factor has fallen. This guy is a cartoon character. And you know when you see Spider-Man or Aquaman or Batman, he's always wearing the same thing? Same with him. He's always up there in that little turtleneck thing with the little crest on it. No, I'm a soldier.
Well, that's obviously the image he's trying to put on out. It's not unlike Castro, who always wore military fatigues even after the revolution was over.
Right, exactly right. And it's all just about, how do you say, showing the public, you know, a facade. And this is what you think. I was talking to a couple of blokes at work about it, and they said to me, oh, God, Ray, I never noticed that. And I said, you never notice that he's always wearing the same thing? No, because people don't think anymore. Anyway, mate, I'm going to go. I just want to say thank you to you and Claire. I listen to you every day because I get up and go to work in the morning, and your show comes on in my mornings, yeah? So I drive to work with Mike Rivero in my ear, and I love it. And
well, mate, thank you very much.
Finished, I hope one day to shake your hand, brother. Thank you for
I look forward to it. I really do. Next time you're in Santa Claus, I'll take you down to Frosty's. We'll have a pizza.
You got it, brother. Take care, mate.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Richard in New York. Hello, Richard. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I just want to point out, in my understanding of everything, it seems like UK is the ultimate culprit behind what do you call it, possibly starting this whole war thing because of the whole Crimea thing and everything and all these special ops that they got going around. But more importantly, the guy just said Europe is trying to take the currency or whatever from America or whatever, right?
No, what's going on? Europe is still very much in the U.S. economic sphere of influence, but we're seeing more and more countries outside the sphere of influence drop the use of the U.S. dollar, possibly because the U.S. keeps abusing this idea of economic sanctions, which are basically the weaponization of the dollar to force countries to do business, in the way that's beneficial to the United States of America. Sanctions are being used to limit U.S. exports to China in an attempt to, weaken China's manufacturing and open up a window for America to try and catch up, which, you know, is going to take a huge effort and a huge investment, which would be easier to do if we weren't wasting all of our money on all these wars and military bases around the world.
Okay, so my thing is with the Nordic pipeline gone,
yeah,
what's the coincidence of the Queen passing away and now King Charles printing out the new money, and also they're starting to do this whole pipeline, right, from the UK over to Europe?
Let's look at those one at a time. First of all, Queen Elizabeth, I don't see anything suspicious about her death. I mean, she was very, very, very old,
Her death. No, I'm pointing out because of her death, King Charles now started making money in his with his face, you know what I mean? Like, with his...
Well, yeah, he's definitely going to change policies, but, you know, King Charles should realize, as does most of Europe, that the U.S. bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline was to force Europe to buy their energy from the United States and basically force them to remain in the U.S. Push for war with Russia. And Germany especially should be angry because they owned half that Nord Stream 1 pipeline.
So you're saying there's a narrative already built up, because we all know how everyone's using narratives all the time. So there's a narrative built up where America is going to be the instigator, and then UK...
Oh, no, they're going to stage a false flag, and they're going to blame Russia for it, whether that's going to be in Ukraine or setting off a nuke someplace and whatever. But, I mean, look at all the false flags used to start wars. I mean, a good example, the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor, which was blamed on a Spanish mine, even though Captain Sigsbee of the Maine said it was an onboard fire, and a later investigation by Admiral Rickover, the father of our nuclear navy, said, yeah, it was just an onboard fire. There was no Spanish mine. But the news said, oh, it's Spain's fault, and we were off to the Spanish-American War. Sinking of the Lusitania, she was literally sacrificed, and it turned out later she was smuggling weapons to Great Britain, which made her a legitimate target of war. Pearl Harbor, you know, Roosevelt spent all of 1941 goading Japan into the attack and then acted like it was a big, big surprise. Then we had, you know, Saddam's nuclear weapons and Assad gassing his own people. And, you know, it just never really stops. You know, people need to be tricked and swindled into war. And that's what governments tend to do. And they're going to do it again in this case.
Okay, so UK won't end up somehow at the end of all this trying to get to the top and change currency and have currency in their control.
Well,
it's Russia, China,
all of these Western governments are now talking about a digital central bank currency to replace the paper notes, which is obviously going to allow the government to monitor every cent you buy. You know, if you stop off after work and get a jelly donut, the government is going to note that and put it in your file. And obviously, if the government disagrees with something that you're saying, they can literally turn off your money remotely. And that has got a lot of people very, very worried.
Okay. Well, again, just pointing out that so basically nothing happens by accident when it comes to war, especially in wartime. And at the end of a war, it's usually pretty obvious who was doing what, right?
Well, no, because, again, you know, we were all educated in school that World War One was all Germany's fault and World War Two was all Germany's fault. But World War One began as a war between Serbia and Austria-Hungary following the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand, and somehow mutated into this war against Germany because Germany was becoming an economic powerhouse rivaling Great Britain, and Great Britain wanted them brought down. You know, easier to smash the competition than to improve your own productivity and profitability. And as far as World War II, that was brought about by, you know, boycotts against Germany for getting rid of their private central bank, and you know, Hitler was an idiot. He got suckered in you know, walked his country into utter disaster. But most wars, the real reason for starting the war is usually hidden from the masses because if the government were to come on out and say, we're going to invade this country over here to take their wealth and increase our profitability for our international companies and so forth, everybody would say, well, we're not going to sacrifice our lives for that. You know, the government has to craft a scenario where we feel like we've got no choice but to go fight those Russians because they tear the tags off their couch cushions or some such nonsense as that.
All right. Well, it's 2023 now, so I know everyone knows by now that people like to cheat, lie, and steal, and then try to get away with things and then rewrite history in their favor,
yes.
But it's not working this time. So that's the only because, calculated answer that they tried to come up with.
The U.S. government, the U.S. government is playing the game by the rules that worked in the 1950s and 1960s during the original Cold War, when the American people were much more trusting and naive. This is the age of the internet and the free exchange of ideas, which the government is trying to limit, but they're failing to do so. The American people are a lot more sophisticated, and the poll numbers are showing it. People don't trust the corporate media anymore. They don't trust the government anymore. And, that's why when Seymour Hersh came out with his article about the Nord Stream 2, everybody was ready to say, yeah, that makes sense. It does make sense because we know the government lies to us.
All right. One of these days, I want to go over divine justice and, divine right monarchy and all that with you at some point. So not this time, but another time.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Same to you. We're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Bigger countries shouldn't be attacking smaller countries,
Well, it's kind of silly to try it the other way around with a little country attacking a big country. That generally does not work out too well for the little country.
Yeah, if you look at all the countries, it's like that Australia. Oh, just real quick, the guy who called in, what is he calling in from Australia, right?
Yes.
The Bushmaster, that makes good target practice. Of course, I see a whole bunch of them burning in Ukraine.
they'll get chopped up pretty quickly. Yeah. And let's face it, 12 of those is not going to make a significant difference.
Mike, I look at the tanks they're sending. Some of them don't look like they're in pretty good shape. Even though, they're sitting in warehouses, but they look like they're in bad shape. They're really in bad. That tells you everything, though, doesn't it?
One of the reasons to have a major war is to use up all the stockpiled old weapons in order to justify spending money to build new weapons.
And also, we can't send them the best stuff we got because we know it's going to get destroyed. And destroyed weapons like the M1 Abrams with that special super-duper armor ain't going to be able to sell. Right?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. There's also the possibility that these new whiz-bang weapons are actually going to get captured and, reverse-engineered, like that drone that Iran basically hacked into and caused to land on their territory, and that basically sparked Iran's domestic drone production.
Mike, have you seen, some of the Russian drones, like the Lance? That thing's amazing. It's fast.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
I wonder how that would do against, an Abrams, because it's coming from the side, so depends on where you hit the tank, obviously. But
traditionally on tanks, the armor on top is thinnest because that's the least likely place you're going to get hit in a ground engagement. But obviously, in the case of munitions dropped from straight overhead, like the joint standoff weapon, which has submunitions that have their own infrared trackers, they get wrecked pretty quickly.
What do you think of Rishi Sunak? They want to send longer range. I always hear that they're going to send this and that, like with the Abrams. And they say, they're not going to make it there within this. The war's going to be probably over by the time. Yeah,
like it to be over as soon as possible. Obviously, the defense contractors they want it to go on as long as possible. And, government basically uses wartime to exert more control over the people. And so they don't want that to be ending all that soon. War gives them a permanent state of emergency, and look at what they did in World War II when they rounded up all these Japanese people living in the U.S. and they put them in concentration camps, they just say it's war, we're justified in violating the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and so forth and so on.
Isn't it sad how we did that, we did all this stuff, and then they remove... The West has removed or is in the process of removing our cultural identity, our history.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Russia wants to, Russia, you saw Putin's speech. I watched it twice. But you look, like, even in Ukraine, they're removing, like, Soviet-era statues. And oh, Mike, real quick, what do you think of what's going on in Transnistria? Because I don't know if you know this, but you have that giant Soviet Union-era warehouse full of weapons. And, Mike, I don't know if you know this, but supposedly it has 20,000 tons worth of, like, artillery munitions, ammo. That's a lot of weapons, man. I mean,
that is a lot of weapons there. And, of course, Russia is accusing Kiev of staging a false flag in Transnistria, putting their operatives in Russian uniforms to try and stir things up that way. And
they're massing
we're also
troops over there, Mike. The Ukraine's massing troops on the border.
I'm not surprised.
But do you think Moldova will let those Ukrainian troops in?
I don't think so. There has been talk that regarding Moldova and I'm blanking on the name of the country just to the east of that, but there's talk about opening up a second front against Russia there, which basically is going to tell the entire world that this was never really about Ukraine. It's about let's go and whoop Russia.
And they're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, frankly, I'm thinking of taking, a course in the Russian language.
Yeah.
I know a few words, but, enough to get into a fight at a Russian bar, but not really carry on meaningful conversations.
All right, Mike, have a good night and a weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. What's on your mind today?
Hey, young man. I should say, all righty, young man. Anyway,
okay.
Bad joke.
Yes.
Two things. One, I just for the sake of the irony, when I hear that one song that's one of the intro music or exit music or whatever from each segment, one that has to do with a gal that's singing about your speak of holy war makes me cringe or go chill.
Well, that's why I put it in there.
Well, isn't that kind of an ironic oxymoron, because since when was war ever holy?
Well, I mean, that's basically what the popes called the Crusades into the Holy Lands. It was a holy war. And this idea of a jihad, a holy war, actually originated with the Catholics and then was later adopted by the Muslims.
Talk about hypocrisy. I mean, I feel, regardless of who, what religious group or society it is, there's nothing holy about a war, especially when
again, this is part of the fraud that you tell the soldiers to say that, this is a really good thing to do, and if you go and fight in the Crusades, you would be automatically forgiven for all of your sins. And there's this wonderful movie, Kingdom of Heaven, which if you have not seen it, you really should. And there's this one scene where the Christian crusaders are marching across what is now Palestine, and there's a priest standing up on a rock saying to kill a Muslim is not murder, it is the path to salvation. And that's basically the big lie that they were using to get these people to put on their swords and, chop at people.
That I would call brainwashing, and never mind. But
it's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is.
Well, that's just my perspective looking on from the outside. Now, as for the other aspect, depending on how much time I've got, regarding the situation that I come to learn about regarding East Palestine and Ohio, it was not so much about the chemical pollution, but there was another element that I come to learn about that the people there were prepared days, weeks, or whatever beforehand with a digital health record device or whatever. So they were basically trying it out to see how it would work and how the people would react to it.
Well, we've got to be very, very careful on that because, there was a story that came on out that the FDA had revised their webpage on the toxicity of vinyl chloride just days before the derailment. Then it came on out that the change had actually been made right after the derailment. I think somebody wants us to get lost on this conspiracy theory that the train wreck was deliberate in order to make us look kooky, and people are going to say, oh, that really is beyond the pale. And, you know, there's a lot of deliberate disinformation out there. There's a lot of poisoning the well out there. And so we have to be really, really careful about that.
Well, I'll give you that. However, I do have a question, though, for you. What is the prospect of people being administered a medical device that deals with their medical history or whatever, so that should they not be able to speak or communicate, that it would be able to be derived by a physician, doctor, nurse, or whatever, if they're incapacitated? Now, what of
that? There are already smartphone apps that do that. I mean, you put in your medical information there. my iWatch can take my not just heartbeats with a photoplethysmograph. It's actually got an EKG built in that will sound an alarm if I go into atrial fib, and it keeps a record on my iPhone.
Fascinating, considering the fact that for someone like me, it's very low tech. I wouldn't touch that stuff with a 10-foot pole.
Well, I love technology when it works, and I'm addicted to my iWatch and my iPhone.
And that's a two-edged sword. It's very peculiar to have to dance across. Well, anyway, to say the least, I wish y'all a fun weekend. Big hugs to Miss Claire.
Okay.
And y'all have a great weekend, and meanwhile, have lime, coconut, and pie for my Corona and the variants.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to Sebastian in Sweden. Hello, Sebastian. What's on your mind today?
Yes, hello, Mike. I was just thinking, I just want to talk about the fact that people are just talking about wars all the time. And there's very few people anti-war. And as far as I know, I don't know.
I disagree with that. The corporate media basically, you know, they're promoting the pro-war view, and they're ignoring the anti-war view. And I've mentioned this story before when I was on Oahu and we were protesting the Iraq war. The NBC affiliate basically parked on our side of the street. There was a pro-war demonstration where they were handing out free hot dogs and stuff, and then it was the anti-war demonstration. The NBC news crew walked right through the anti-war demonstration without even stopping, did a story on the pro-war demonstration, turned around, walked through us again without stopping, got in their van and left. That's how obvious it is.
I was at an anti-war demonstration at the same time you were. I was in Stockholm. There's like 50,000 people anti-war. But the thing of it is now, what I heard, it was only 350 people in Washington, D.C. And most people
wasn't the huge crowd we would have liked. But again, when you get coverage from it, it's being downplayed. You know, if it's a demonstration against government policy, the numbers go down. If it's in favor of government policy, there was 5 million people out there supporting the war with Russia. I mean, we are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. Okay.
The same in Sweden. Sweden is the exact same way. Sweden is exact. It's like little America in Sweden, being there in Sweden. And let me tell you, I'm not a peacenik in this respect. I was in the service, 66, Fort Benning, Georgia.
Sebastian, I hate to do this to you. We are at the end of the show, and I'm going to have to let you go. And I apologize to those callers who are still waiting on hold. Hopefully you'll get back to me on Monday and share with us what you wanted to share. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. V from the Red Pill Hardcore is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate and help us through these very, very dark times. We'll be back Monday. Have a safe weekend. Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S. I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.